What up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, and today we are going to talk about the state of the Pac-12, what's going on in the North, what's going on in the South, who the top contenders are at this point after week five, and what to expect in this upcoming week. So a lot to discuss, obviously. You know, thank you for tuning in.
Your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. Thank you for making a Locked On Pac-12 your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms. Michael Luke is joining us today to talk Pac-12 football and everything going on with the South and the North. Michael, how are you doing today?
Not too bad, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, really shocked by some games this week when it came to Pac-12. Obviously, I love to see the, you know, underdog situation. I talked about that plenty of times. I love to see the upsets. And right now, I feel like the Pac-12 is all over the place.
You're not kidding. The Pac-12's all over the place. I mean, one week it looks like USC is going to not win another game, and then they go out and they smack the next two teams by 80 points. Right now, I think ASU is the best team in the conference. And if I were to tell you that, you know, 2-3 weeks ago after that BYU game, you probably would have laughed. But it kind of shows you the state of the Pac-12 at this point.
For sure. You know, going into this week, we mentioned how ASU versus UCLA was going to be a pivotal game. Stanford versus Oregon was going to be a pivotal game. Oregon State versus UW was going to be a pivotal game. At the same time, I do think that people had their favorites in who they definitely assumed would win those games. I know I did not see Stanford coming in and beating Oregon like they did. So, first, let's just jump into talking about the North and what's going on up there. You have Oregon State competing better than they have in a really long time. You have Washington trying to climb back up into the mix and be considered, you know, I guess a contender, you could say. Right. And then you have Oregon that's been dominating. And then Stanford just throws themselves in the mix. Completely throws off everything at this point.
Yeah, I mean, who knows with Stanford? I mean, one week they looked terrible against Kansas State. Then they beat, they did beat USC.
Yeah.
But then they beat Oregon. And you're wondering, was this the same team from week one? And I have no clue. It's an interesting dynamic there, Cindy, for sure, that I'm not exactly sure where we're exactly looking or where we're going forward with. Because in the North, who knows what's going on in the North? I guess Stanford's the best team. I mean, says with a question mark.
Well, yeah, that's a question mark because I'm kind of thinking it might be Oregon State.
Right. And you got to give Jonathan Smith a ton of kudos for what he's done there. He's done an absolutely amazing job with a fairly, not an incredibly talented group of guys, to put it mildly there, Cindy.
Right, right. Well, they're making their way through the Pac-12. They've knocked down USC at this point, UW. Who else? Because I feel like I'm missing somebody. But they've been making their rounds and making
convincingly
it
too.
Oh yeah, Oregon State has been. They beat Washington. They beat USC. They have Washington State next week, which I'm not convinced that that's going to be I love my Cougs, but I'm not convinced that they have what it takes to really disrupt Oregon State. And so at this point, you have to wonder, with Oregon falling to Stanford and kind of throwing them off their run that they've been on, who would you think to take the North at this point?
Honestly, you know what's weird about it? I look at it and I think to myself, all right, is Oregon really that good? And the reason that I ask that is, yes, everybody saw the Ohio State game, and that was obviously a big game for the conference, no doubt. But what I looked at them against Arizona, and I'm sorry, Arizona is maybe the worst team in Power 5 football. And when you're only up five, midway through the third quarter, Cindy, against Arizona at home, that's an issue. And then you see him against Stanford, a team that isn't great, and they still don't win, or they don't win. And not only that, they didn't look good in the process. I mean, Stanford looked like the better team throughout. So I kind of think to myself, I'm like, maybe they're just not that good, and maybe Ohio State's just not that good.
And I mean,
that is nowhere to go with that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that is possible. I don't know. I think this is probably the most confusing season that I've seen of Pac-12 football in a really long time, because every week it's something new. I think we think one way, you know, we think like, okay, Oregon's the leaders. They got it. They've been on top. And then you get thrown this curveball, and it's kind of hard to predict who's going to take it.
It's kind of hard to predict. Right now, I think you're looking at its squad in Arizona State that, unfortunately, I think is the best team in the conference. I think that they're a team that I think they check off the most boxes. I think as far as from a talent perspective and on both sides of the ball, I just think the problem with them, Cindy, is that you have to worry about them beating themselves, because every single time you watch an ASU game, it's like, all right, well, what are they going to do right now to mess something up for themselves? But it certainly looked against UCLA like maybe they figured that out to a certain extent.
Yeah. Okay. Well, coming up next, we'll discuss more Pac-12 football, mainly, you know, changing focus to the South, right, to talk about how things are looking down there. For all you college football fanatics, if you haven't heard of Prize Picks, you'll want to listen in. It's daily fantasy made easy. Prize Picks is a leader in college sports daily fantasy. They offer more college football props than anyone in the world, and it gives you a chance to play with the star players of the Power Five, as well as mid-major players you might not have ever even heard of. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. So all of any users that deposit and use the promo code will receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. The promo code is locked on. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over and under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks allows mixed sports entries, which is probably the coolest thing. You can literally take the over on LeBron combined with the under on Mahomes in the same entry. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's literally that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawal, so don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com and use promo code locked on, and then download this app from the App Store or Google Play. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Now, for all you cooks out there, and I, you know, for me, I've been really getting into cooking even more through quarantine, and that means, you know, investing in your cookware. So if you are looking for new cookware items, you definitely want to check out Made In. They it's a knifeware, but they make professional quality cookware for those who love to cook. They source the finest materials and partner with renowned craftsmen to make premium kitchen tools available directly to you without the markup. Made In products are made to last, and they offer a lifetime guarantee. So their cookware distributes heat evenly and can easily go from the stovetop to the oven. They have 40,000 five-star reviews, and their products are used by some of the world's best chefs at Michelin-starred restaurants around the world. So Made In is better cookware for better meals. Right now, Made In is offering our listeners 15% off your first order with promo code LOCKEDON. This is the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. So madeincookware.com/lockedon and use promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off your first order. And as always, thanks for making Locked On Pac-12 your first listen every day, or last listen every day, whichever works. We are free and available on all platforms. What'd you say, Michael?
I said whichever works for you, right?
Yeah, whichever works. You know, some people like to wind down with the podcast, and I know our episodes usually go up kind of late, but maybe someone listens to it early morning the next day. You never know.
As long as you listen.
That's the part. All that matters. So talking about Pac-12 football, the state of what's going on right now with the North and the South. We talked about the North. We're not quite sure who's the leading contender. There's a few teams in the mix right now. You got to keep your eyes on Oregon State. Keep your eyes on Stanford. And obviously, Oregon is still in the mix. But when it comes to the South, it may be a little more clear cut in the fact that ASU is really dominating right now in the South. UCLA was doing a great job starting off those first few weeks, but they, you know, fell to Fresno State, fell to ASU this past weekend. And so right now they may be coming in a close second because USC is on a roller coaster. You know, every other weekend they don't know if they want to lose or win. And then Utah is definitely not living up to what, you know, people projected them to be this season. So at this point in time, it seems like ASU is holding its own by itself.
Yeah, I mean, I think you put it incredibly well right there. I think that's exactly what's happening, is that this is a group, this is a team right here that is playing incredibly good football. And you know what? I mean, no matter what happens to ASU after the year, Cindy, Herm is recruited really well. He's brought in three or four straight top 25 recruiting classes. And I think from a talent perspective, you're seeing that start to bear out right there. Now, the question is just going to be, can they continue to make this work? Can they continue to build on this? Because we've seen in the past where they kind of mess up when, you know, they get ahead of everything, and then all of a sudden it becomes a little bit of an issue for them. So I think that's what you're looking at, and you're kind of wondering to yourself, where exactly are you going to go from there? But right now, I think that Arizona State is the best team in the conference. Oregon has not impressed me much the last couple weeks. And right now, you know, it's kind of a, what have you done for me lately? And I think certainly in the South, you're looking at ASU as that one team.
What would that look like for that coaching staff, Herm Edwards and all of them, you know, with everything that happened right before season started and still, I'm sure, lingering around with the recruiting violations and everything? How would a Pac-12 championship work in the favor for Herm?
That's a great question, because you would think to yourself that it would certainly help, but I also don't think we know the extent of what happened during all of the recruiting during COVID. And I think once you find that out, I think that we'll have a better idea of what is going to happen. But right now, if he's looking to keep his or looking to save his job, he's certainly doing a good job at that, in that avenue so far. I just don't know what the extent of the issues are, but if you win, I think it's next to impossible to fire a coach if you're coming off a Pac-12 South and possibly a Rose Bowl performance there. I just don't know that no matter what happens, that that's really going to happen, unless it's something just so far out of bounds where you're like, all right, man, sorry, we got to cut ties with you. So he's doing a good job right now of saving his job if he wants to keep that job, that's for sure.
Right, right. When it comes to USC,
right?
I know. It's right? I'm at a loss for words at this point, because I am very confused at, you know, what we're looking at with this team. I guess the plus was this past weekend they had Keaton back in at starting quarterback, and I do think they need some sense of normalcy, because that's been one of their biggest issues as of lately, like, you know, the up and down, the not knowing what's going on with the coaching situation, not knowing on what's going on with their quarterbacks, getting hurt back and forth. But do you feel like they have a chance of still, like, making some noise, or is it really just over for them as far as the rest of the season goes?
I still think, and that's such a good question, I still think at the end of the day, the talent generally wins out here, Cindy. And I'm still going to believe that that talent will win out for USC. But it also shows you about how weird they can be, though, on a game-by-game basis right there. This is a team right there that doesn't, you know, they don't look good a lot of the time. And when you don't look good, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you don't have a solid coaching foundation. I mean, you never look at USC and say, man, if he just had better quarterback play, or if they had better wide receivers. That's never the case. It's always the stability and the continuity up front. So I think they're going to win games, but I think there are also going to be issues along the way where they lose games that they shouldn't otherwise lose.
Yeah, I agree. That's kind of what we're seeing too, because we definitely have expected more from them. I feel like I'm always using that word expected, but it's like, that's the reality of the situation.
That's 100% the reality of the situation, is that they should be better than they are. And, you know, I mean, I get that it's a new coaching staff and whatnot, but at the end of the day, you know, they should be better than they are. And I think that's going to be the case pretty much all season, to be honest with you.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we will talk to Michael Luke about his Arizona Wildcats. They had a bye this week, so not much to talk about their game from this past weekend. But moving forward into the next week's matchup, we'll discuss that and what we can expect from the Wildcats. But for those of you looking for a new protein bar, Built Bar is definitely for you. Look, I would not be telling you about this if I didn't trust it. Michael Luke has tried them and loves them. You know, all of our Locked On hosts rave about Built Bar, and that's because it has 9 delicious flavors. So a little bit of something for everyone, from coconut to coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. See, like, the list goes on. There's literally something for everyone. And if you're someone who likes to try them all, there's the mix box where you can get 2 of each of all the 9 flavors. Now, not only is Built Bar tasty, but it's healthy as well. 17 to 18 grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and low in net carbs. It really doesn't get no better than Built Bar, so you definitely want to go ahead and head to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Okay, Michael, we are now moving on to, you know, talking about your Wildcats. The favorite part of the show, right? Yeah. Every time.
And let's be honest, that's where everybody wants to talk about, Cindy. Everybody wants to talk about the Arizona Wildcats and when they could possibly end that 15, 16, 17, who's counting, losing streak right now.
Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Let's do
it. How are you feeling? I will say this. Here's a plus, right?
What do you got?
Basketball season's getting ready to start soon.
It is. Y'all, and trust me, people down here are counting down the days. You don't have to. We just had the red-blue game, so you don't have to remind people here that that basketball is right around the corner.
Okay, I know. So then they have some happiness coming their way, for sure. But for now, with the Wildcats football, I mean, you've already declared ASU being the, you know, number one team in the Pac-12. We saw glimpses of some hope against Oregon, even though they lost, but we did see them in some improvements. Coming into this next matchup, how are you feeling? Are you still, like, very, like, less optimistic about them, or are you having some more faith? They're facing a UCLA coming off of UCLA coming off the loss to ASU, right? So
honestly, I'm a little bit more optimistic. And again, I know that it's always weird when you're like, it's somebody that's optimistic when his team just lost by 21 or 22 points and your quarterback threw 5 interceptions, but they played better, Cindy, and they at least looked, it was a spirited effort out there. Again, when you're playing the number 3 team in the nation on the road and you only lose by, it's a 5-point game midway through the third quarter, that's something that you're going to take every single day of the week. And that's what I think you're looking for if you're Arizona. Now it's just, can you build on it? And I think that's the question that so many people have. And honestly, you got UCLA coming to town this week. UCLA is about a 16-point favorite. You wonder to yourself, how's Arizona going to really be able to handle that? And I think that Arizona is probably going to lose big. But who knows? If they're able to build on the Oregon performance and keep that one close, maybe we're looking at something a little bit different.
Okay, that's exciting, right? At this point, I feel like you can't put anything past anyone in this conference, because
not at all.
So many things have been shaken up at this point. And we're, like I said, we're here for these underdog stories. So I would love to see Arizona get a win. If it's from UCLA, even better. You know mm-hmm. how I feel about that.
Sure. No, I'll know. We're on the same page right there.
Is there anything that you think, I'll say this, because, you know, the rivalry between ASU and Arizona, huge deal or whatever, and we have some time before that game comes. You know, I always tell you, like, or we always talk about how in rivalry games, it's a different beast. You know what I mean? You have different energy. Even you could have sucked all year and come with a different energy when it comes to the rivalry game. Right. Do you feel like you're going to see a repeat performance of last season's rivalry game, or Arizona will be more competitive?
Well, I would hope they wouldn't lose 70-7. But, you know, that being said, I think that ASU will wax them. But I think that Arizona will give a more spirited account. Now, who knows? Maybe that means you only lose by 35. But losing by 63 points is a lot of points to lose by, Cindy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sure. I don't see that one necessarily happening.
Okay. We're going to hope for the best when it comes to that. But before all that, hopefully they get something done against UCLA. It's a home game, so even better for the Wildcats.
Right.
And then very soon we will start talking about basketball because, like I said, it's here now. You guys just had that red and blue game. Mm-hmm. Did you have any takeaways from that? Anything that you give some Wildcats?
Yeah, I think they're going to be better than people think. I think that this is going to be a team with some top 25 potential to it. And you know what, when you got a new coaching staff in play, that's pretty much all that you can really hope for. So I think that they're going to be better than people think, Cindy. Mark it down.
Okay. I'm excited. We are full fledged into fall and winter sports at this point. It's all moving.
It's on.
No more downtime, right?
For sure. Yeah, it's on. Let's make this one happen.
Facts. All right. Well, thank you all for making time to listen to Locked On Pac-12. Now make your second listen Locked On Big 12, Locked On SEC, Locked On ACC, one of those. You never know. They're all less than 30 minutes. And you have great experts here to provide you with the best about these conferences. It's free and available on all platforms. Make sure you follow along with Locked On Pac-12 and Locked On Wildcats on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And then you can follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12, at @LO Wildcats, and then at Iron Mike Luke on Twitter and @_Cindy Robinson. Other than that, thank you for tuning in and making this your first listen of the day. Stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.